guess, an old fact, an old term for sidewalk.
Do you ever hear bonkhead or anything like that?
What'd you say?
Bonkhead.
Well, in Spanish, there's the word banqueta. Uh-huh. I don't know whether that's correct or not, but I remember hearing people refer to it as a banqueta.
Did you hear that in English, or?
Well, no, the way I just said it, it had kind of a Spanish tone to it, banqueta.
Mm-hmm. And if you went to someone's house and knocked on the door and nobody answered, you'd say, I guess he's not
home.
And someone's walking in your direction, you say he's coming straight
at me.
Or straight
towards me.
Huh?
Toward me.
Okay. And if you went into town and happened to see someone that you hadn't counted on seeing, and say, this morning I happened to
run into such and such.
And if a child's given the same name that her mother has, you'd say they named the child
after her mother.
And something that people drink for breakfast.
Juice.
Or
coffee.
Okay. And if you wanted some coffee and it wasn't ready, you'd say you had to go
make the coffee.
And talking about putting milk in your coffee, you'd say some people like it. How?
Black.
Okay. Black coffee is coffee, what, milk?
Oh, without milk.
Okay. And other people like coffee.
With milk.
Any other names for black coffee?
Slang names?
Yeah.
Well, not words that they use. They just say coffee, and they ask me how I want it. I say I want it black. But they words that I've heard before, like just pure coffee. I mean, you know, call it, what? Java?
Mm-hmm.
Don't use it. Never heard it used much. Read it. No, I've heard people say it once in a while, but I guess not 10 times.
What kind of Java is that?
Yeah, but that's not really from around here.
Uh-huh.
But I've heard cup of coffee referred to as that. I don't know what it is or where it came from.
You ever heard the expression drinking coffee barefooted?
No.
Have you ever heard drinking whiskey barefooted? Or?
No, never heard that.
And if you were walking along the road and an animal jumped out and scared you, you say, I picked up a... What?
Pick up a rock?
And I...
Threw it at him.
Okay. Anything else you say besides threw it?
No, unless I'd hit him. And I'd say I picked up a rock and hit him with it.
Do you ever say you chunked it or flung it or...
No. You're talking about me now, huh?
Or have you ever heard any of those?
Well, I've heard them, but I don't know if I've ever heard anybody really use them. I always used or heard them say I picked up a rock and threw it at him.
Mm-hmm. And?
If pitched it at him, I would take it to mean just kind of underhanded, just friendly toss to
like,
somebody to catch, not to throw it at something you wanted to get out of there.
Like you pitch a ball in baseball or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, but you say before you can hitch him to a wagon or a buggy, you have to...
I don't know, I've never done it.
Well, what you have to put on it?
Put on the harness.
Okay. And so you say you have to...
Harness up the horses.
And when you're driving a horse, you guide him with the...
Reins.
Is that when you're plowing or with a wagon, you call it the reins?
Well, I call it reins with a wagon, or if I'm riding him with a saddle and a bridle. Call it the reins.
And if you're riding them with the saddle, you put your feet in the...
Stirrups.
And talking about the distance, you say, well, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a...
You talking about close up?
Uh-huh. It's just a little...
Just a little ways?
Okay. And if you've been traveling and still had about 500 miles to go, you'd say you still had a...
Long way to go.